Here in Southern California, the city of Maywood is taking a drastic approach to city management. It has just fired virtually all of its public employees and outsourced all of the city's services to nearby towns. Lisa Napoli has more.
Maywood is one of the smallest of the 88 cities that make up Los Angeles County. It's just over 1 square mile and has 30,000 official residents, 45,000 if you count the undocumented immigrants who live here. That makes it one of the most densely populated cities in the United States. As of today, Maywood may have earned another distinction. City leaders say they are the first in the nation to fire all of their employees, including the police force. Now they'll pay a fee to outsource the city's municipal operations.
The contract signed with our neighboring city of Bell and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department are in the best interest of our residents and our community.
That's Maywood Mayor Ana Rosa Rizzo announcing the changes at a news conference this week. She says contracting out operations of City Hall is the only way her hometown can continue. This working-class community isn't suffering directly because of a decline in local property taxes. What's plaguing the 86-year-old city is $12 million in lawsuits against its troubled police force. Allegations of assault and civil rights violations have led to the cancellation of the city's liability insurance and workers' compensation last month. Councilman Felipe Aguirre says outsourcing will make Maywood less of a risk and allow it to get back on financial track.
Our liability costs are going to go down tremendously, and the cost for policing the city is going to go down about 40%.
Across the country, governments and agencies typically contract out for some services. Proponents say it's more efficient and allows dollars to stretch further. But Sam Olivito of the California Contract Cities Association says he's never seen an extreme like Maywood. He says usually a city's decision to outsource for services is made over time, deliberately, and in consensus with its citizens. Olivito calls Maywood's situation draconian.
Everyone that is in public service today, public life, or as a council person, feels deeply saddened by what they had to go through. And it's a worry because it will drain our entire system if a lot of these things happen.
Olivito says outsourcing for key services can lower costs because the risk pool is greater. But the downside is that each city's unique problems can wind up being overlooked. Mayor Ana Rosa Rizzo says that doesn't seem to be a deterrent to other cities.
Our city has already been asked for our documents of joint municipal services because this is the wave of the future. We're leading the way in this kind of regionalist way of looking at things and really pooling our resources to offer the best quality services for our community.
And for now, until it can sort out its finances, Maywood feels those services are best administered from outside its borders. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Napoli in Los Angeles.